In Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio at Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. 927, I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Good weekend. We're talking today with Dr. Gabe Schwimmer, superintendent of the Sparta School District. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. It's a nice day. Nice day. I think the weather is going to change, but
it's supposed to warm up later this afternoon. So.
Mm-hmm. And they're talking about this big storm system coming through later in the week, and a lot of rain and
stuff.
So. Just in time for Thanksgiving.
Yes. Can you believe it's Thanksgiving already?
No. I know. It seems like we were just starting, you know. We're almost halfway through the year.
We are.
So how are things going?
Going great. November has flown by. And once we get through December, we'll be getting ready for our state testing. But we have had a very good school year. Things are going well. There are a couple of things that I wanted to take time to talk about today, just to kind of inform the public and community of a couple of things that are going on in the district that may be different from some other places.
Okay. Well, tell you what, we'll get our break out of the way and we'll come back and we'll talk about that here on The People Speak. And we'll be back right after this. And welcome back. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking today with Dr. Gabe Schwimmer in the Sparta School District. And you said you got some things going on.
Yeah, I thought with having no students with me today that today would be a good opportunity to talk about kind of what we're doing internally in the district to help to drive higher student performance and achievement in the district. So first off, we can talk about self-care. I know we've mentioned that before being in here, but this year we've really focused on providing self-care for not only staff, but our students as well. For example, this week every Monday they get a challenge to try to stick with throughout the week, whether it be try to drink more water this week or, use lotion on your hands when it's dry out. Something so that teachers and staff can remember to take care of themselves, because we can't take care of the kids if we're not healthy ourselves.
True.
So this week, we're doing something kind of cool. Decatur Public Schools pushed out on social media a series of videos of staff informing students why they are an inspiration to them and why they come to school every day, why they come to work every day because of certain students. And I know that's extremely hard to choose one. But last week we asked staff to have in mind that one student that inspires them to come to work every day. And then this week on Monday and Tuesday, we only have 2 days this week. We are going to record that staff member telling that student why they're an inspiration to them. If they don't want it to be on a video that is posted on social media, we're going to email those clips to parents and to the students so that they can kind of lead into Thanksgiving with a sense of inspiration and hope. So I'm excited to see how that video turns out tomorrow. And we will share it definitely with all of our families and through all of our social media portals. We get out at 2 o'clock tomorrow and then we're off Wednesday through Friday. So I'm hoping to have that done tomorrow to be able to send home so that families can kind of see, which kids have really made an impact in staff's lives. Mm-hmm. Not to say that many haven't, because I could sit all day and think of at least 20 kids that really make me want to come to work every day. But we're going to highlight one of those. So simple little challenges like that are in hopes to keep our staff going. You know, our teaching profession creates a lot of burnout. We have a lot of turnover. So we want to make sure that we're recruiting and retaining our staff, because we do have a good staff in Sparta School District. The second part of that, providing self-care for our students. We've had that Leo layer for the last couple of years. There's one in Evansville now too. So okay. That's something that we're doing for our students and community. If they are in need of clothing, of hygiene products, people have put household items in there, toasters, blenders. There's toys in the Leo layer. And we just had a Thanksgiving open house last week where the kids stayed until 8 o'clock at night so families could come in and take whatever they want. It's a free service. It's all based on donations. Something that that we are always in need of is deodorant, snacks, body wash, hair accessories. Coats are a big thing that we are in need of this year to keep our kids warm. But that's the students' way of giving back to the community, and it's our way of giving back to the students. So that is something that has proven to be pretty successful. In December 21st, the Leos decided to do a soupin' and hoopin' program. Mm. So they're going to make various types of soups and serve them for free to the community. There's a basketball game on December 21st. I believe it's they're playing Marissa, I believe. And so that starts at 6:30, and we're hoping to get good involvement and just have kind of a little soup kitchen, a mobile soup kitchen to give back to the community. So through all that, we are hoping that will have an impact on our performance and our achievement. We have tried to do everything we can to get our curriculum aligned with the state standards, to provide intervention for our kids, our staff. We know we have phenomenal teachers, and we're really trying this year to see if that self-care for students and for staff has any kind of an impact on student performance and achievement. So after we take our next break, I want to talk about what that performance and achievement looks like for the state of Illinois and specifically Sparta. Mm-hmm. 'Cause we have made some gains, but I also want to, when people go and look at the Illinois State Report Card, it's important to explain the designations that we're now given by the state board, so that people have an understanding of why those designations have been earned. So, okay. And then that, you know, that will lead us into our winter break, December 21st or January 5th, we're off. So we'll have a couple times for where our staff can relax and recharge and students can have some family time, and then we'll come back together. Still looking for substitute custodians. And if anyone's interested, they can come to the district office or go online and complete an online application, submit it to my office, and we're really looking for some help. We have some students that have some interests but they have to be over 18 years old. Mm-hmm. So anyone in the community that's looking to pick up some extra work, come on and apply. We'd love to have you. So do you want to take a break, Jeff, and then we talk about the designations, or you want me to start talking about the designations?
Yeah, we can go ahead and take our break, and we'll come back and do that.
Great.
All right. We will be back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back. And we've got just under 10 minutes left in the program today, talking with Dr. Gabe Schwimmer from the Sparta School District. We were talking about some different things going on. Whatever you've got, something, I forget.
Basically, we talked about the self-care that we're doing for staff, students, in the local community, in hopes to see how does that impact our student performance and achievement this year. So it'll be interesting to see next year what our scores come back and to see if it did have any impact. Talked a little bit about our challenge this week with identifying a student that inspires you to come to work every day, and we're going to video that today and tomorrow in hopes to release that on Tuesday to lead everyone into the Thanksgiving season. And then we talked about our Leo Lair and the soup kitchen that the Leos are going to do for the community and our students. So basically some of those things are initiatives that were brought in to help with culture and climate to see how that would impact our assessment. So I'm not sure how familiar the community is with the changing of legislation at the federal level from the No Child Left Behind Act to the Every Student Succeeds Act. So basically under No Child Left Behind, we were tasked with trying to have very high percentages of students meeting or exceeding state standards. The goal changed every year, but the ultimate goal was to have 100% of your students meeting and exceeding on state standards, which was, at that time, we took the ISAT test. Since then, federal legislation has changed to Every Student Succeeds Act. It seems to change with not necessarily parties, but usually, you know, different presidents, things like that. When the legislators change, we see changes in legislation. So we don't ever get too comfortable with anything because we know that it can always change. But under the Every Student Succeeds Act, we are now rated in four categories. So there are exemplary schools, commendable schools, underperforming schools, and lowest performing schools. And so we're not rated as districts, but individual schools. And that's based on, we take the Illinois Assessment for Readiness, the IAR test. And at the high school level, they take the SAT. Other factors considered into that are attendance, graduation rates, truancy, climate surveys that our parents complete. We ask them to do a five essentials survey. We follow the state climate survey that they use, the five essentials. And all of those factor into the score that you get, this overall grade. It's kind of like a grade on your report card. So we have seen a lot of success in the last couple of years. Initially in 2017, our high school was scoring in the bottom 15% of all high schools in the state. Since then, the last 2 years, they have been rated as commendable status, which is great because the way that you get exemplary is you show a lot of growth, but it depends on how high you're scoring in the first place. For example, Evansville last year was exemplary. They had a high amount of performing students. This year they received commendable because they didn't have that much growth to achieve because their bar was already set high.
Right.
So commendable is very high achieving as well. It's going to be very hard for schools in Illinois to attain exemplary just because of that growth factor. They've hit that bar. They're already there. So there's little growth to attain. So very proud of those two buildings. Sparta Lincoln is our largest school in the district. We have about 800 students in that building, pre-K to eighth grade. And this assessment is for grades second through eighth. Their scores are directly in line with all of the state scores and surrounding schools. However, there is one subgroup that that considers them to be underperforming, and that is our IEP group. So our special education students, they're scored a little, their benchmark's a little bit lower than what the general ed population is, but we're still right. We're right under that threshold. So because of that, Lincoln is identified as an underperforming school because of that one subgroup. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to explain that to the community so that when they see that, they don't think that Lincoln is a bad school. My son, for example, we go to Smithen School. So they were exemplary last year. I chose to bring him to Lincoln in third grade this year because our curriculum is one of the best. Our teachers are some of the best. So I greatly believed in the good work that we were doing. So I chose to bring him to a school that had a lower rating. So that shows that it's that one little category is really impacting an overall score, and it doesn't really give you a clear picture of the progress that's happening there. So there are a few things that we're doing to try to increase that subgroup and get those IEP students to be with those of the rest of the state. We have implemented our self-care that we've talked about, hoping that as we build relationships with students and families, that will transfer over to students working harder in the classroom, families and staff communicating better. So we're really trying to hit that. And we've also engaged in the support of consultants. So literacy is huge for that subgroup, making sure that they are increasing in their literacy skills. So we have a consultant from New York, Donna White, that comes in, and she has made a great impact. She did both reading nights that we had last week at Evansville and Sparta Lincoln, and they were a huge success. So we're really putting a big emphasis on literacy skills, because now when you take the state tests, a lot of your math questions look like literature. They're asking you word problems to solve, so you have to be able to read those word problems in order to solve them. So we are making great efforts to implement all of this in hopes to get out of that underperforming subgroup and to either stay commendable or to reach exemplary. But I'm super happy with the progress that has been made. We take an internal assessment called NWEA MAP. Our kids know it as MAP. That test will come up again in December. I believe starting December 2nd after Thanksgiving break, we'll start that assessment. And that kind of gives us a gauge of where are we at in regards to being ready for the state assessment that we'll take. So our students are very good about goal setting. So they know that if they got a certain score in the fall, here's what they want to be at in the winter. And they work very hard to attain that. And then we take another assessment in the spring. So that gets us ready for our state assessment tests. So I just wanted to kind of give a picture of where we were as far as performance and where we're headed. And how many minutes do I have left?
Probably about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. All right. Well, then that probably brings us to a close. But super happy with where we're at. I'm proud to be in Sparta, and I'm proud of the staff that we have, and we love the students that we get. So we have a good community.
It's a good school district. I mean,
it is.
And they almost need to add another category on there when you're talking about that.
They do. You know, but all in all, very thankful to be headed into Thanksgiving with where we're at and what we're doing. And I wish everybody a great holiday.
All right. Dr. Gabe Schwimmer, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
We will talk to you again tomorrow on The People Speak. Have a great day.